Blog Talk Radio. Sunday, August 31st, 2014, and this is Foxology Today. I'm Silver Ray Fox, your host. Happy blessed Sunday to you, and thanks for checking out the show today. It's Master Your Mindset Sunday edition. It's a day early, and I'm sure you know that the reason for that is because tomorrow is Labor Day holiday. So my radio BFF, TV host and superstar, our Cassandra McShepherd, and I are going to chat with you and each other today about winning ways, how to score what you want in life. No, this is not going to be a talk about goal setting or steps you must take to make your dreams a reality or how you can do this or that to reach your destiny. No, we want to talk about something even more intricate than that. We're going to talk about you and talk about us and some of the personality, attitude, and action adjustments we can easily make in our lives that score up high points in the game of life. You see, like everybody, there is often a right way to do something and a whole lot of wrong ways that can kill it for us. So today we want to talk about winning ways, saying and doing the things that makes for winning, that makes us winners, and that creates win-win situations for us. I know that has to sound pretty great, doesn't it, to you, superstar? I'm giving you a high five through the internet waves. How are you this morning, afternoon?
I'm doing well, Silver, and it absolutely sounds great.
Welcome back.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. I'm excited about this conversation.
Yes, for sure.
As all of our conversations, it promises to be really good.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. I ponder on things that I think are really going to be helpful. Life is so immense with its ideas and perceptions of things, and I look for the things that I think that you and I can share that will impart some real good stuff. Look at takeaways for people, and this is what came to mind. I know everybody has had their old granny or their old auntie or mom or somebody say to them, you attract more bees with honey than with vinegar, and we all know what that means, that, you know, the sweeter we are, sweeter, you know, the more cordial and, you know, other words that we could use to describe a more pleasant demeanor, personality, the more we attract more positive things and people into our life and into our space. So I kind of reworded it to say, you know, you attract more friends and success, cooperation, successful collaborations and connections with your best attitudes, with the best languaging and talk and thoughts and actions. That's another way to put it. So we're going to break it down a little bit and talk about what that really means for all of us as people and the many encounters that we have on a daily basis. And one of them is just so very easy, and I call it, number one, showing up sharp. And not just sharp in your attitude, but the best dressed that you can possibly be in life. And it doesn't mean that you have to look like you stepped out of a European magazine or Vogue or anything. It's not that kind of being the best dressed as far as sharp, but putting yourself together in a way that you feel good, that you look good, and when people look at you, they think the same thing. And I know you're an expert in that area, Cassandra, so I'm going to toss it over to you.
Well, there's an expression that a friend of mine and I have, and it's called as cute as you can be. And that makes it real personal. You know, I might not look as good as somebody else, but I'm as cute as I can be. And why that is important, as I listen to what you say, and I'm in complete agreement. But another reason that I think that is so important is when you talk about showing up sharp, we need not forget that first impressions are made almost instantly, and they are almost impossible to break. Once a person thinks that they know you, it's not impossible, but it's very difficult for them to change that mindset. And I think about how difficult it is and how tired people frighten you. And I think it's kind of like an instinctual thing because you know you can't fix them or save them. And if you show up weary and wacky and pressed and stressed and you know, a person sees you, and it's kind of disarming because not knowing what your needs are, what your situation is, we've all got our lives to do. Every one of us should be busy about our own business. And the best connections are those that move together equally and easily. And not that networking and sharing of resources and services doesn't happen. But it's, you know, it's like it's easy to get money if you don't need it, if you have it. It's like whatever you don't appear to need kind of comes to you. And what that is, I think, is the investment, especially if you are, if you're not where you want to be, but it's the investment in believing where you're going.
That's absolutely true. Most of the people that we see pretty much have this concept down, but I felt like it was important to emphasize because I remember the very first experience myself of being told how important this was, and I was 19 years old and had an absolutely fabulous instructor at modeling school where I got my training. And one of the things she said to us was to never, ever, and she emphasized never, ever about 9 or 10 times, never, ever go out without your best face forward, fully dressed and fully ready for the world. And I thought, wow. She said, don't ever take the chance because it will be that one chance, that you'll go out into the grocery store, you decided you would just step out and not pull it together, and you run into a person that you really wish you had not run into. And it stayed with me. It stayed with me for the rest of my life to this day. And I took it to heart because she's absolutely right. We never know what that encounter may be. And, you know, maybe we just didn't put it all together. And it's not saying that you get, you know, dressed up to go to the grocery store like you would if you were going out to dinner. That wasn't her point. She was just saying pull a look together so that you look like you were meant to be outside going somewhere doing something.
Exactly.
And it really does matter. It really does matter because it makes you feel better as your own messenger to the world and what you're trying to say about yourself to other people. And it's so amazing how people have desire to engage with you when you look a certain kind of way as well.
Absolutely.
And the compliments and all of that, you know, kind of makes your day. There's a big synergy in all of it, and it starts with you feeling good about yourself because you did it. You're not doing it just for other people. You're doing it for yourself because of, you know, because you understand, again, what that messaging does for you in the rest of the world, first to yourself, but then to others. So, yes, definitely.
But that's
show
how
up
that's and, how it reads, Silver. That's how it reads as a person who has some self-respect, who has some
mm-hmm.
respect and pride in themselves. And it's not about as you say being dressed up. There is a wisdom in being appropriate for where you are or where you are going, a real wisdom in that. But I think about people that I see, and certainly in the streets of Milwaukee, and there, I would imagine the streets of most areas, and I think especially young people, but not exclusively, who are out, we'll say, at a supermarket with pajama pants on and house slippers that they're walking on the back of. And the hair, I don't think it was intentional. And it makes me feel sad. It makes me feel very sad. And I always think to myself, don't you know who you are? Don't you know who you are? You don't just roll out of your house and into success. It doesn't just, not in your nightgown.
Yes. You're right. There's a real connection, and that's what this conversation is all about. You don't attract success and other winners if you're not showing up like that. It just doesn't happen.
Right.
The second thing that I have is watch your mouth, and I'm not saying that in the negative sense. I'm saying it in the real sense that it is there's power in paying attention to what you are going to say to anybody. And choosing your words and being cognizant of your thoughts and expressions, it just really makes a difference when you want to engage. And even something as little as somebody saying good morning to you, and you go, mm-hmm. And that's your response. And you're wanting to be with the people who are of another dynamic or attract those of another dynamic or impress in a different way, but those things absolutely will work against you. So it really is an art, I believe, to it, because there are days we just don't really always feel like being so engaging or even so positive, and that's why I say it's an art. You pull up on it, you think about it, and you do it because you know it puts across the things that you want to put across in a way, again, that will bring a better and more positive result back into your experience. When we put it out there, we put out a bad good morning or no good morning. We just look at people, and when they say good morning to us, the next thing you know that's being said or understood is, oh, don't talk to her because she's in a bad mood today, or, you know, all of this negativity follows. And so just the opposite happens. And so many of us can attest to it that we say good morning, hi, how you doing, or have a great day at the end of the interaction. That brings up an entirely different energy to the atmosphere. People feel attracted to you. They smile at you. They often will come back to chat with you. And these are, you know, these are easy concepts, as I said in the beginning. They're easy things to do, but it's important for us to understand the value, the true value that they have within us and our ability to use them, to actually choose them to be the best we can be to attract what we want to attract. It works. It's a formula that absolutely works.
It does. And also because words are incredibly powerful things. Words are one of the best ways that a person can tell what your thinking or mindset is. And I think about the people, the leaders, people that you ask them, how are you today? And they're having a lousy day, and they begin to tell you everything that was wrong. Well, immediately, I think to myself, oh, my. I'm almost sorry I asked. And it's not that I don't really want to know that you're having a bad time in every nuance and detail of it. It's that I don't need to help you grow that. I don't want that growing in my life. Words are creative things. They are tools and materials that actually take form and walk about your life. And we have such an opportunity to grow the right kind of relationships and experiences if we would just watch our mouths. There are many times, Silver, that I just can't even trust myself to leave my home. And because of the, well, for real, if I can't do any good, I stay at home and then stay away and keep my mouth shut. And that's, you know, could be a little disarming to some as well, but at least I'm not doing harm. If I'm not healthy enough to speak, I don't, because I know that words are incredibly creative and powerful things, and I am always about watching my mouth. Always.
Yes. Yes, it really matters. We need to form our thoughts, our thinking, our words before we form them out of our mouth.
Mm-hmm.
We need to form our thinking, our thoughts, and our words before they form them. We form them out of their mouth. How do we do that? Our minds are quick-witted, and we can do that. We just take a few seconds, and we can say or do something a lot better and more positive if we just take a few seconds to think it out first. The last point I have, which actually has three sub-points, is make up your mind to make an impression. Make up your mind to make an impression. And that's not in the way that you want to be ostentatious and you want to just show out and shine bigger and better than anybody. But depending on who you are, you might want to do that. But it, really what I'm saying is when you're in environments at work or family or networking or whatever it is, go in with the attitude to make friends and not enemies. You know, we're so encumbered now, and there's real truth to what I call haters and people with horns. I know that, but we can't go into environments prepping ourselves for them and how we're going to, you know, be on guard or how we're going to combat those situations. It's better if we can go in thinking about how awesome we think we are and what we have to bring to that environment or what it is we want to share about ourselves or what it is that we're doing and who we can look forward to be engaging with on those more positive levels. It's easy to recognize when you bump into a hater or somebody with heinous thoughts or somebody with horns. The moment you recognize it, just say, hey, it was really cool talking to you. I'm going to go talk to, I see someone else that I'd like to meet. And just let it go rather than having it turn into anything other than that. That's one of the things that you want to do to try to handle those situations so that you can keep yourself in the right focus, in the right mode, and wanting to make friends, again, and not enemies. We could go anywhere and find ourselves wanting to make friends, but having negative things flying to us from left and right. But we have to be, if you're going to be on guard for anything, just be on guard for yourself and how you'll handle that when it confronts you, not going in thinking I'm going in the attack mode and I'll make sure none of that happens to me. It's so easy to bow out. It's so easy to be graceful and still maintain yourself in your winning ways.
You know, when I think about what you said, the very first thing that you said is make up your mind. And that is a work, if you will. Not a difficult one, but it is definitely necessary. I also, in listening to you, another thought came to mind, though, that not everybody does think that they're wonderful. Not everybody does think that they're worthy. I think a lot of times when we run into people with negative attitudes, it's because they are hurting or they are insecure or they are afraid. And, I mean, what the saying, hurt people, hurt people. If that happens to be where somebody is located, and how do you get that self-esteem? If you are aware of God and the reality of God, you are because God said it. And you don't need any other co-signing other than that. And once mm-hmm. you really step into and embrace and embody that you are created to be, and make up your mind to dwell in the awesomeness that is ordained within you, no matter mm-hmm. where you are located, if you are breathing, you're on purpose. Once you focus on that, then you realize that if God be with you, nothing can come against you. Nothing can come against you. And you lose the care and concern of what other people might do to you. Once you realize the power that you have, you realize that no one else has any power over you. And so you can even then treat the haters, as you say, and not in a hypocritical way, but you smile because you know they know better, they do better. But you know, you smile because you know better than they do.
Mm-hmm. Well, the next point
smile,
I have.
A perfect way. I was going to say, and a smile and a nod is a perfect way to deal with that.
Mm-hmm. You're coming in and out a little bit, Cassandra. I don't know if it's because you're moving around a little bit, but it's kind of coming off a little bit broken up. But the next point is make up your mind to make an impression by making conversations that matter. And, of course, that means that a lot of the petty talk or, signing yourself up to be a hater or, you know, negatively speaking over people and joining the crowd when it comes to negativity is not going to work for you. I mean, that's not something you and I just discovered. That's just the reality of things. And it is making a decision. It is making up your mind to have conversations that matter. What direction are they going to go in? Who are you talking about? What are you talking about? Is this something that's wholesome? Is it something that's healthy? Is it something that's positive? Are you engaging people on things that are mattering that matter at work, that matter in your life, that matter in the lives of other people, that are helpful, that are progressive, that are successful in the direction in which the conversation is going? It really is a choice to determine what you're going to speak again, what kind of conversation you're going to be in, and what it is you're going to talk about.
It is. And again, you think about the time that we have and how that time can best be used, not just spent. And it should be always productive, even if it's having fun, because that's relaxing and very productive as well. But I think about when you talk about, I think about what you're going to say or you're going to talk about, I think about how damning gossip is and how it just doesn't do anything. If you are in any way aware of yourself, then you might want to do kind of like a self-check if you have reduced yourself into gossip. I know it always makes me feel sticky and ugly. It's not about knowing, having something to share within a relationship. Because my mother used to always say, the same dog that will bring a bone will carry a bone. And I think about the time that I have to spend talking with someone, the last thing that I want to do is waste it being nasty and being negative, when I can listen and learn and share, not from a point of neediness where I am and what's going on, but a point of confidence and excitement, because you never know. This is also so critically important, because you never know where your opportunities come from. You never, ever know. And I think it would behoove us us to always be prepared to receive.
That's powerful. It really is. And it, you know, again, we're talking about very much the laws of attraction and the power of presenting yourself to attract things, and receiving is what it's all about. That's really powerful, Cassandra. Well, the last thing that I have for us to pick apart a little bit is make interactions count when it's necessary. Make interactions count when it's necessary. And again, everybody and, you know, every encounter is not meant to be one that is going to create some kind of bridge or opportunity or some other level of going to the next level. But it's interesting how, again, I'll emphasize how I said make up your mind to make an impression. We make up our mind, even in some of the most inconsequential interactions with people, we still can handle them in a way that will be positive as far as us expressing our winning ways and can create a win-win. For instance, the example I talked about earlier about saying good morning, and if that doesn't really flesh out so well, that you can easily, oh, I hope your day gets a lot better, or I'm so sorry that you're feeling a little down in the dumps today. I hope it gets better. And those are, you know, just little things to say, but those things work. And if you've got more high-powered interactions, to make sure, you know, you let people know, I thought this was a great interaction, great meeting you. This was, you know, I see the success that can come from this. And I know I'm using short terms for maybe some really big issues, meetings, and encounters, but the point is there's ways to make sure that you can seal the deal, sign it, deliver the information or the interaction in a way that made that interaction count for something in your life and somebody else's. And we only have a couple of minutes left, Cassandra, so why don't you have the last word on that, and then I'm going to wrap it up.
I would just say that you really never know where your opportunities, where your connections, where your blessings are coming from. And the best way to not miss them is to be present, present within yourself. You might not have a long conversation, but if you really show up with a winning attitude, the right impression will be made, and it is lasting. Life is, I look at it kind of as the business of life. It's not complicated, but it does take some thought. It does take some planning, and you really can't sleepwalk through it, not if you plan to get anywhere. And again, so I would say thinking that the world is always yielding you something, show up with the right attitude, the right mindset, and get it.
And there you have it, people. Thank you so much, Cassandra, for being with me today. I missed having you the last month, but I know you have to take a vacay here and there. You got so many things going, but I appreciate you taking the time today. Listeners, you can check out Cassandra McShepherd in Real Milwaukee. Just Google it. She's on every morning at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time with her wonderful panel of Real Milwaukee hosts, and they talk about a lot of good things, too. So be sure you check her out. And also, she's got an amazing website at www.CassandraMcShepherd.com. I have all of that on the site, so just click those links, and it'll take you right there. I appreciate you for taking the time to listen, whether it was actually today or another day. You make Foxology Today happen, and I appreciate your participation, your listenership so very much. Well, we put it out there how important winning ways are, and I hope that you'll take it to heart because we can always be better at winning in the game of life. Thanks again for taking the time today, and thank you so much for listening. Tell your friends. I look forward to talking to you next time.